Breeding self-fruitful almond varieties. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Ag Information Network. Self-fruitful almond varieties, meaning that one variety can pollinate itself and not lean so much on the pollinating bees bringing pollen from different varieties, are becoming more popular for growers. The first self-fruitful variety was Independence, sold by Dave Wilson Nursery, and the second one was Shasta, developed by Birchall Nursery. Tom Birchall is owner and third-generation CEO of Birchall Nursery in Oakdale and Stanislaus County. Birchall said that all the almond breeding programs should point to self-fruitful varieties.
Yeah, I feel like I do, because one of the talks with the almond board was about reducing inputs and sustainability for the next several years. And if you look at the self-fertile varieties, no matter what variety it is, but it's self-fertile, you've got one harvest, which means you're taking those harvesters in half the amount of time. So you get half the dust that's produced, you know, just with one harvest. You're reducing your inputs as far as less bees go.
And that's the thing, less bees, but not totally eliminating them, said Birchall.
I still think you're going to need some bees to move it around, but maybe not, you know, the full complement of hives per acre, maybe about half or a third. The almond board is saying by, 2025, they want to reduce dust by a certain percentage, and they're looking at harvestering equipment and all that. People would plant self-fertile varieties, they automatically have only one harvest, so half the harvest.
And therefore, half the dust. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.